I think it varies. I don't think it's a consistent time every pass. It depends on the angle and how high of an angle it is passing, but it's definitely never a real long time.
Yeah, for sure. And what I found on the, I don't know if you've noticed, but on that VTEC or the VGC, the app, it now has a satellite function, and it will actually track the satellites for you within the app. And if you set it up, if you go into it and you click another button, it will actually program the frequencies into your radio. Or not really program them, but it puts it in satellite mode and puts the right frequencies in there. And it, because for anybody that doesn't know about satellites, you actually kind of have to change the frequency a little bit as it flies over. Can't remember what they call it. Hayden might remember. Excuse me. But so it automatically changes the frequency a little bit for you as it's flying over. So I haven't tried that yet, but I'm going to. So it's a pretty neat little setup on those VTECs or VGCs. Have you experienced that yet, Hayden? Have you checked that new update out yet?
I believe the term you're looking for is Doppler shift. No, I haven't. That's on the VGCs. That came two or three updates ago, and it caused a couple issues, and they ended up taking the feature out in the most recent firmware update so that the rest of the features of the radio were still working correctly.